Welcome to the Thriving Holistic Practitioner podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, business consultant who specializes in helping alternative wellness practitioners build, grow, and scale their practice sustainably and ethically. I'm so grateful to have you here. If you're an alternative wellness practitioner who is feeling burnt out and just blindsided by the business side of running a business, then you, my friend, are in the right place. On this podcast, I interview amazing, experienced, holistic practitioners who share all the beans and the glory about their business behind the scenes, the struggles, the way they overcame it, the cool things that worked out for them, and the really important piece, I think, the mindset solutions that they came up with to help keep their head screwed on straight. I know as an entrepreneur, sometimes that alone can feel like the hardest part. And from time to time, I also do practitioner trainings that you'll see that is just pure free consulting from a business perspective to help you really dig into your business and get it to grow. And if you'd like more one-on-one help, join the Thriving Holistic Practitioner community, which is linked below in the description, or you can find it on my website at lindsaysutherland.com. And there you will find other like-minded practitioners who are all in the right space of mind to grow their business and be in a community where people are willing to share and there's no hidden agendas. I just love that about this community. Okay, my friends, as I said, you're in the right place. So let's dig in to today's episode. So welcome to today's practitioner training. What we are talking about is how to increase profit without increasing marketing spend. A lot of times when I talk to business owners and we talk about increasing profit, their first thing is, I need more sales. I need more customers. And the reality is there are ways to use your existing customer base to be more profitable. Okay, so we're going to dive into that here in just a moment. Before I do that, I just want to say how I went live on Instagram this morning and I was out gardening. I wanted to share with you a little bit of my takeaway there because it does tie into what we're talking about today. And that was, I went out to the garden and I knew I wanted to go live, but I hadn't put on any makeup yet. My hair was still wet from the shower I'd taken. And I was hesitant at first to go live because I thought, I don't really look that great, blah, blah, blah. You know how we tell ourselves those things. Well, I said, you know what? Fooey with that. I'm going to do it anyway, because one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to be an entrepreneur, why I wanted to work for myself, is so that I don't have to answer to somebody else's agenda. That means I don't need somebody else's dress code. I don't need my appearance to match their expectation of me. And I thought, heck, I'm going to be authentic and just lean into this truth of who I am and why I did this. And I did. And I want you to think about that too. You know, when you started your journey in your practice or as an entrepreneur, I'm sure that you had a mission, right? You had a personal mission, something you were shooting for. Was it time freedom? Was it expression freedom? Was it the ability to run a practice your way instead of, you know, maybe from a corporate perspective, you had a different vision for how you wanted to take care of people. It doesn't really matter what it was that it got you there. I want you to lean into that and just remind yourself of your why. Because see, what can happen is we can get so busy and so bogged down with the ins and outs of running our business that we might forget that we did that. You know, I've been there too. I've gotten caught up in, oh, I can't do YouTube unless I have the right video style, if I don't have the right image, etc. Well, at the end of the day, you know, I am here to be myself and I'm here to do what this gift God gave me to do, and that's to help business owners thrive. I don't need to look a certain way to do that, although my mind will get myself caught up into that, or I'll get caught up into the weeds of, you know, making sure everything online, my digital presence is to perfection, you know, all these little things that we can get our busyness. But you know, really what I'm here to do is serve people. And when I'm busy working on my business, like in my business, doing the day-to-day operations, building the landing page to perfection, I'm not working on my business in a way that serves me to the highest capacity, which means then that I'm serving you. And so I just invite us all to take a moment and reflect
on our why and what was our mission when we got into this, just to bring it back to the forefront. Because, when we talk about being profitable, I think what's really important is to remember that the reason we want to be profitable is so that we can make a bigger impact, so that our business can be healthy. Just like our bodies need health, our business needs health as well. And I wanted to share with you, we have a 3-day workshop coming up starting May 28th. Go register. This is going to be a hands-on workshop. So 1 hour a day for 3 days. And we're talking about building systems and automations in your business so that you can get your time back, so you can get back to doing these things that you wanted to do from the beginning, or so that you could be more intentional on working on your business, scaling it, so you're not getting stuck in the weeds as much, because we can get some of these things that you're spending a lot of time on off your plate. So head over to lindsaysutherland.com/organize-your-practice, and there's a registration form there. You can get signed up. It's totally free. And then for those of you that are prize motivated, kind of like me, we have some amazing giveaways. So we're having fun with this. We're going to be doing a group, Facebook pop-up group. We want you to get in there and get engaged and have a good time in the process, because we're giving away some amazing, amazing gifts. So, for example, some systems that are pre-built that you can get tap into, thousands of dollars worth of coaching, just so many good things. These profit acceleration audits that you might have heard me talk about, which I'm going to be talking about a little bit more today because I have a story I want to share with you. But anyway, I think it all adds up. We were doing the math the other day. It's $3,500 worth of prize drawing. So head over there, check it out. Let's get in there and get going and get excited. All right. So for today's episode, we're talking again, like I said, about 5 ways you can become more profitable. Now, I'm going to keep this short and sweet and to the point, just because I know that when we're listening to podcasts, we don't always have a whole lot of time. So right off the bat, I want to let you know, on lindsaysutherland.com, you can download a PDF that will go into a little bit more elaboration than I might go into today. It's called 5 Steps to More Profit in Your Business Without Increasing Marketing Spend. Again, it's a free download for you, which we're going to dive into. Now, one of the things that I do for new clients is a profit acceleration audit. We spend about 90 minutes on a phone call. And my software, I'm going to plug your business into my software. And when we do that, there's 12 different areas, impact areas, where we could pull from to find ways to boost profit in your business. And usually when I'm meeting with you, I only get to go over maybe 3 or 4. But first, I listen to you, listen to your business, tell me a little bit about your business and what's going on. And then based on what I know, I'm going to choose 3 or 4 that are going to be the most significant for you. So for example, recently, and this ties into the download, because I did a profit acceleration software audit for one of the gentlemen who was on our podcast, which I haven't shared his episode yet. It's coming up, so you definitely want to subscribe. He's a foot zoner, and cool story. He learned his craft in Idaho, where I'm from, or where I live now, I guess. I'm actually from Arizona, but now he lives in Utah, and he's a foot zoner. And we got talking about his business, and he has a mission. He has a goal that he wanted to achieve. Now, I'm not going to divulge his personal business information because I wouldn't do that anyway, but I want to share with you the gist of our conversation and the overarching result, because honestly, that's what's the most significant anyway. The cool thing was that with the current clientele he has, we were able to get some actual numbers on paper of how many clients he sees pretty much consistently on a month-to-month basis. And we were able to figure out how much dollars each client is generating. Then, based on that, using the software, we picked out, well, I picked out three. I think we ended up with 4 different areas, but 3 to start with that are really significant. And these three, what we were able to do is, using his current client base, we were able to increase his revenue, yearly revenue, by 50%. Okay, so what does that mean? So if a business is making $100,000, a 50% increase would be $50,000. 100% increase would be $100,000. So we were able to get him a 50% increase with just three key areas. And a lot of it came down to creating products, unique products that he could upsell or downsell. So if you look at this, the PDF that I just mentioned a little bit ago, upsell and downsell are two really significant areas. That's an easy way to start incorporating more revenue from the current client base you have. Now, if you don't have packages that I call them power offers, okay, so in our conversation, Dave's in my conversation, we kind of outlined a power offer that made him a little bit less commoditizable. So what do I mean by that? Well, as a Foots owner, he was charging the same way that a massage therapist charges by the minute or by the hour. So by creating bundled packages, it made it so that his packages were not based on time, okay? Because it's very easy for somebody to shop. Let's say we're shopping a massage therapist. This massage therapist is charging $1 a minute. This is charging 75 cents a minute. Well, okay, it's easy to price shop, right? Because we know we have an ex general expectation of what we're going to get in that same time. Well, when you create a power offer and you, I call it bedazzle your offer, you get yourself to a position where it's harder to shop, right? It's harder to say that one person is offering the same service that another person is offering. And when you create that power offer and then you tie in a way to upsell and a way to downsell, you can significantly increase your profitability. Okay. And in the 3-day workshop, one of the things we're going to be talking about is how having extra time in your business allows you to work on things like creating a power offer. Okay. Because once you have the extra time and you're not so busy doing the day-to-day things in your business, you have time to really think and get creative and really start putting your business into motion, into getting some juice back into it. You know what I mean? Okay. So we talked about one of the other things on this PDF is raising prices. And that's something else that Dave and I did is we just looked at raising his prices. And here's the crazy thing. A lot of times people think, oh my goodness, I can't raise my prices. And the part of the reason is a lot of times because they're thinking about their competition from a commoditizable type of perspective, just like I described with the massage therapist, right? A massage therapist who charges $1.25 a minute is pricing themselves out of the market if all they're doing is offering the massage for that price. You know, there's got to be an experience, there's got to be other things around it that make it worth that extra. And you really need it to be what we call a no-brainer offer, something that's so obvious that people will want to say yes. So that's what's a no-brainer offer. Now, what I would say with raising the prices is when you create a power offer, that gives you the ability to raise your prices just ever so slightly to the point where you are now more profitable. But another way to go about this is to think about things on a small micro scale. A lot of times when people think about raising their prices, you know, like just recently I went to get some pizza at this local pizza place, and their pizza price online was $18 a pizza. Well, when I got there, it was now $22 a pizza, and they hadn't updated their website. They were just making this transition literally that day. And I was a little bummed because I had ordered two pizzas. And so I was thinking about this later. I thought, you know, from $18 to $22, that's like a 40% increase. And on one pizza, it may not have been a deal breaker for me. But when I had planned on spending roughly $40 and then afterwards ended up spending closer to $50, that $10 bump really felt like a lot as a consumer. I know it's simple, it's just $10, but my expectation was 40. So it just threw me for a loop. And I asked the guy, I said, what's up? Because your price is like, what's happening? I thought he was charging me for something I didn't get. And I asked him about it. And he said, oh, we just raised our prices and we just haven't updated our website. And I got thinking about it. If he would have only increased his prices by $2 a pizza versus the $4 a pizza, I think that would have been a little bit more palatable. And just thinking about it from a consumer slash marketing perspective. Now, he may be a corporate run, he's got some corporations and they're dictating the prices. I'm not really sure. But at the end of the day, just looking at this, my point is to say you don't have to jack your prices sky high to see significant results. You can simply, a 5% is so nominal increase that it really adds up over time. And even $2 in his case would have been a 20% increase. So even a 20% increase could have been absorbed by the consumer, mentally speaking, so much easier, right? So just think through that. It doesn't have to be the Mac Daddy price up increase. It could just simply be a small increase. And another thing too is you don't have to increase all of your prices. If you want to keep your entry level price low, do that and raise the ancillary products that you're upselling or downselling. There is something I did with Dave that's not on this PDF. Ooh, you guys are going to get a benefit here. This is a bonus benefit. All right, here's how I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to share with you what I did with Dave that took him to 100% increase in his revenue. And I want you to go download the PDF I talked about to get the extra two ways to increase your profitability without increasing marketing spend. Okay, so the last thing that we did was called a joint venture. Now, you've already heard on this podcast, if you've been listening, you know this is something that I talk about a lot with a lot of the guests. It is such a significant way to increase your profitability. Now, how we did it is this. I talked to him, I said, hey, what if you could only get, and I want to say it was, let me think for the math for just a second. Actually, I think it was about 40% more customers per month, but let me double check just because I want to be accurate. Oh, no, 15%, 15% more clients a month with a joint venture opportunity. And what if? Now, here's the really beautiful part about it. So, pretend let's just use easy math, okay? Say you have 20 customers a month. 15% is roughly 3 new customers a month. It's so small. It's so small. But now, if you partner that with a power offer or a recurring offer, like for example, a membership or a subscription model, okay? You get that 3 new customers if only 50% of them sign up for that. And we'll say only one, 50%, so 1.5 gets a singular product from you and they don't sign up for a long-term offer, but 1 to 1.5 does. And you build a new relationship every month. So you're at getting, let's just use easy math, one new customer from every new relationship that compounds monthly. And let's say that relationship is worth $50. So that one person is equal $50 a month, times that by 12 months. Now that's $600 a year. And then every month you get that, you get 12 new people a month. 60 or 600 times 12 is, I know that $7,200. $7,200 more a year compounding, right? This builds on itself. That's not even taking into account the extra 1.5 customer who comes in and just buys one thing and maybe comes back in 6 months and buys one thing. You know what I mean? Like when you think about it on a global scale like that, like a year-long scale versus just a one and done, those relationships become so critical. Now, I want to finish this up and button this up with one last piece. It will not serve you to go out and make a relationship and not have a system in place to follow up with them. It would not serve you to have to build that relationship, be getting the leads, and then not have systems in place to service those leads and ensure that those customers are happy, that you get not just that one-time business or that reoccurring business, but referral business. Okay. Capitalize on this opportunity and be prepared. By joining us for this 3-day workshop, be prepared with systems that are going to help you leverage technology so that you don't leave any stone unturned in your business. And so that also you don't have to have that mental load trying to build those relationships one off, one off, one off every single time. What do I mean by that? That means like having automations in place so that when somebody joins you for the first time, you want to serve them with the highest level of service you can. That means they get that welcome email. Maybe they even get a letter in the mail. They get that personalized text message from you, thanking them for coming aboard. Then 3 months later, they get, a review process or a referral request. You see where I'm coming from? Like, there's so many ways to capitalize on this beautiful opportunity, and it doesn't cost you any money to do that, like as far as marketing dollars go. Okay. So that's the training today. Powerful training. Lots of good details here. And I know you might have a lot of questions. If you do, join us for this workshop because you're going to meet me and my business partner, Emily Tornatore, who's a business organizer. She also used to run her own massage therapy practice. And so between the two of us, man, you are going to get some good experience coming out of this. You're going to get time back. You're going to have fun doing it, and you're going to really set your business up to scale so that you could build out these things that are going to make you more profitable. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in this week. Until next time, bye for now.